The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The ring of spies discovered by Cole were traced to their hideaway by Jungle Jim, Lily DeVril, and Jim's faithful follower, Cole. When they were safely handed over to the authorities, Jim felt that his connection with the case was ended. This seemed like the last time the trio would work together as a unit, for Jim was preparing to take on his new duties, those of captain in the United States Armed Forces, to sail from Panama to an unknown destination, and Lil was to be left behind. Though she rebelled against this turn of the wheel of fortune, there was nothing she or anyone else could do about it. She said goodbye to Jim as the plane was warming up to take him on the first leg of his journey.
Taxi! You're the one!
Si, senorita!
You're the man who drove me to this field.
Si, senorita. I take you from the Palace Hotel. You don't remember?
Well, most drivers look alike. Yeah, I guess I do remember you. Well, take me back to the hotel.
Si, senorita.
Say. Hey, driver, is this a new way back to my hotel?
Si. We have to go this way. Leaving airfield. Streets on other side go only one way.
All right. Well, I'm in a hurry. Say. Driver, I think you're making a mistake. This road seems to be going in the opposite direction to my hotel. Say, driver, do you hear me? Stop this car at once. Are you crazy? I'll call a policeman.
Mrs. DeVril, we'll do nothing of the kind.
Well, where'd you come from? What are you doing up beside the driver? What is this, a holdup? Stop this car at once.
Mrs. DeVril, will please stop talking. It will do no good. No one will hear you. And if necessary, we might have to take strong measures.
All right. Well, put that gun down. I know when I'm licked. Where are we going? To a sorority meeting?
That the Honorable Lady will find out in due time.
Are you sure you haven't made some mistake?
Mr. Jim Bradley have made a mistake. You are going to help correct them.
So, that's the way the wind blows. But he's not here. I left him at the airport. He's gone.
That is something we must find out. There will be no more talk. Come, Mrs. DeVril.
Well, nice layout. Everything safely behind walls. You go around scaring people like this for a living?
Go upstairs, please. Honorable Tawa, here, Miss Lily DeVril, assistant to Jungle Jim Bradley.
Very good. You be seated, young lady.
Say you, whoever you are. I have no time to be lollygagging around visiting with you. Come to the point. What do you want?
A person of action, yes, and quick decision. Very well. You will put your signature on this paper, and in a few hours, you will be allowed to go on your way. Simple, yes?
No. I wouldn't sign a blank check for anybody, let alone a kidnapped bandit like you.
It is not a blank check. It has great value to us, yes. But to you, well, you do not lose one penny. You are to sign the release of three of our comrades.
Now I get it. You mean those spies Jim and I caught this afternoon. Oh, now you do flatter me, Mr. What's the name? Tower? Yeah. This is good.
So good that it amuses you.
Well, you don't know how funny it is. Do you suppose that I have any influence with the army? Enough to free a spy? Look, Mr. Tawa, you're nuts. You're a loco. You're crazy. You understand?
Perfectly. You are hasty in jumping to conclusion, Mr. Vril. We know you have no influence with the army. But you have with Jim Bradley.
Maybe. Yeah. But he's on his way west by now.
Unfortunately, a burned-out motor delayed his plane, and a note to him could still be delivered. Understand?
So what? I'm signing nothing.
Bring the charcoal brazier, Myoto.
What are you going to do?
Nothing you do not force us to do. You see, high-spirited people are sometimes made cooperative by use of natural forces, such as fire.
Listen, you mug. You can kill me, and you won't force me to do anything I don't want to do.
If we are so foolish as to kill you, that is right. But there are ways of making you want to, while you still live.
You dirty beast.
Possibly. But there still remain the matter of the note for you to sign.
Great big mastermind hypnotizes little girl. Ah, oh, no, you don't. Not this one.
Myoto, light a candle and remove Lady's shoe.
What?
We will find out if she can be persuaded.
Don't you lay your filthy hands on me.
Wait, Myoto. Mr. Bill, the last thing we wish to do is cause you any personal suffering. But if there is no other way, then it is your own choice. Fate is inexorable. The wise man accepts its dictates.
Well, maybe you are right after all. What do you want me to sign?
Bring that paper, Myoto. Here you are, Miss Staffield. Just right. I know the above promises will be kept to the letter.
Yeah. All right. And then what?
Just sign.
There you are.
You are very wise lady, Mr. Bill. Myoto, take the lady to her room.
Yes. Now what?
Just wait a few short hours, then you go back to your hotel. That is all. Go in, please.
Well, can I even have a light in there?
That will not be necessary.
Well, Colo, I think that motor is really conked out, judging by the sound of it.
Yes, Tuan Jim. It'd be bad.
Captain Bradley, I'm sorry to report the flight will be delayed about an hour. We must change that motor, sir.
That's all right, Lieutenant. Won't affect our plans at all.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Colo, look at that. They're wheeling in another motor on a traveling crane.
It soon be fixed, Tuan.
Captain Bradley, this message was left for you, sir.
For me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's from Lil. Look, Colo, that girl sure has a distinctive handwriting. Yeah, it's too bad she left so soon. Yeah, let's see what she has to say. Colo.
What be wrong, Tuan?
Lil's been kidnapped.
Hmm?
We didn't get all those spies, and now they've got Lil. Come on, every second counts. Colonel Barrett? Is the worst piece of news I've ever received.
Hmm?
Lil's kidnapped.
What? Well, that's impossible.
You read it.
You have three of our men prisoners. We, in turn, have your Mr. Vril. You have exactly 6 hours from the time this note is delivered to release our men beyond the canal zone border. Prompt action will release the woman. Oh, here's a postscript. I have reason to believe the above promises will be kept to the letter. Signed, Lillian de Vril. Jim, I'd give a lot never to have read an inhuman document like this.
The filthy lice always fight in the dirtiest possible way.
Tuan Jim, the only word of truth in that letter is the one speaking of 6 hours. Miss Lil has only 6 hours to live if we don't find her.
Why, Jim, it's preposterous to think of looking with any hope of success. Well, we've got to try, Colonel. She must be in town.
And there are 8,000 separate dwellings in this town. We couldn't look in more than 1,000 every hour. Even if we had the authority to do so.
Routine investigation is of no use in this kind of case, Colonel. In fact, I don't know where to start.
Missy Lil must have left airport in automobile, Tuan. Most like taxi cab.
A logical conclusion, Colo. Well, then what?
Let us find out who drove taxi.
Not a bad idea. You know, There's one thing that puzzles me about this note. There's little doubt in my mind that Lil wrote the last sentence and the signature. But why did she sign it Lillian? I've never seen her name used that way. You know, I think it's some sort of signal to us, or we can only read it.
Now look, Jim, let's be practical about this thing. Neither you nor anyone else could be expected to crack this kind of a kidnap case in 6 hours. And I'm convinced that we're dealing with men who have committed so many crimes that one more murder is of small importance.
Oh, I know how desperate they must be to try a stunt like this. But, Colonel, we still have the best part of 6 hours.
With Mr. Vreel's life as the payment if we fail. It isn't worth it, Jim. You'd never be able to forget it or forgive yourself for it.
Well, what are we going to do then?
Something I've never done in my life before, Jim. Release 3 prisoners that should be shot.
You can't do it, Colonel. It's illegal.
No more illegal than condemning Mr. Vreel to certain death.
All right, then. Let me make a deal with you, Colonel.
What is it?
Give us what's left the first 4 hours. And if we can't find Lil by then, why, you release the prisoners.
It's a deal, Jim. Now, what assistance do you want? Just a moment. Hello? Now, this is Colonel Barrett. Yes? Yes? You're positive? I'll send right over for your report. Jim, that motor was tampered with. It all ties up together now. They knew about the motor and that you'd be delayed. Hence the note.
Well, it was only 25 minutes from the time I said goodbye to Lil at the airport to the arrival of the note. So I'll bet she's not more than 5 minutes auto right from the field. Not more than a mile or two.
Well, it's still a lot of territory to cover, Jim. I'll release the men if you say so.
We're responsible for Lil getting into this mess, Colonel. So give us our chance to get her out.
Maybe we can do, Tuan. Not so much time, but we try. You can always release prisoners if we don't find her.
All right. Go ahead, Jim. Now, how can I help?
Well, post a man at our hotel in case Lil tries to get a message through there. And that's about all.
All right. Goodbye, Jim. And the best of luck.
Thanks, Colonel. Come on, Colo.
Number, please. 3481. Thank you. Number, please. I will give you information. That line is still busy. I'll call you. Number, please. 4128. Thank you.
I'm going to check the next bank of lines now, Miss Miller.
Check away, boy. See if I care. Number, please. Hello? Number, please. Say, Charlie, here's one line you can check. It flashes, but no one answers.
Well, try another plug.
I've tried 2 already. Here's another one. Number, please. Number, please. Almost looks as if a child's playing with a phone.
Oh, here, let me see it. Huh. Well, flashes intermittent. Someone's doing it. May I have your receiver?
Here.
Hmm. Well, this line's as dead as a mackerel, but still flashes. No, using the phone. It's a short. Wait a minute. It's a short, all right, but someone is doing that. Looks like Morse code.
Hmm?
That's a distress signal, SOS. L G 2 D E V S O S. L-G-2-D-E-V.
Well, what kind of gibberish is that? Tell who?
Someone is trying to warn Army intelligence about something. Get me the post headquarters.
Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. While the whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.